Here's your Reuters personal news for Thursday, October 24th.
Financial news. Vivendi Universal is in discussions with its bankers for financial backing to allow it to gain control of Sagitel, the French telecoms group being stalked by Vodafone, the Financial Times has reported. The French media group is thought to be considering mounting a bid for BT Group's 26% stake in Sagitel, a move that would thwart Vodafone's attempts to gain control. Vivendi, the world's second biggest media group, was this week offered €6.8 billion in cash by Britain's Vodafone for its stake in French mobile operator Sagitel.
Stocks skidded on Thursday, shoving the blue-chip Dow down more than 2%, as wary investors cashed in gains on leaders like Microsoft Corporation and Hewlett-Packard Company on worries the market has climbed too far, too fast. Stocks had rallied on Wednesday and started Thursday's session on an upbeat note after a government report showed the number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell last week by 25,000. But the market weakened throughout the day as caution prevailed after the Dow's jump of more than 1,000 points from five-year lows hit on October the 9th.
World news. Hundreds of Israeli soldiers backed by scores of tanks and other military vehicles took control of the Palestinian city of Jenin on Friday in response to a suicide bombing that killed 14 people. The incursion into the West Bank, from where Israel says Monday's bombing was launched, was the biggest since an army offensive in the West Bank in April. Israel carried out the raid even though U.S. envoy William Burns is in the region discussing a roadmap for Middle East peacemaking. Washington wants an easing of tensions in the region as it seeks Arab support for possible war in Iraq. The United States has agreed to give up an explicit authorization for military action against Iraq. This opens the door for an agreement with France that would end a month-long deadlock in the UN Security Council.
And finally, a baby elephant in Germany has signed a petition to protect wild elephants around the world, an environmental protection group says. Xiang, who escaped elephant poachers in Borneo 3 years ago, signed the petition Wednesday by holding a paintbrush dipped in paint with her trunk, said a spokesman for NABU, an environmental protection group based in Germany's former capital Bonn.